Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to New Jersey County Commissioners Court meeting for March 3rd, 2020. It's 10:33 a.m. and we're on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for another chance to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you give us your divine wisdom in disseminating the affairs of Jefferson County. We pray for the citizens of Jefferson County. We pray for the workers of Jefferson County as well as elected officials. We pray for this country. We pray for those that are fighting for our democracy here and abroad. We ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin our agenda this morning a little bit out of order, and the county commissioners, item C, is to consider possibly approved proclamation for National Intellectual Disability Development Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Would you like to come up? I see Representative Spindle Topper here, and this proclamation reads, whereas intellectual and developmental disabilities cause significant limitations both in intellectual functioning and in adaptive behavior, which covers many everyday social and practical skills and originates before the age of 18. Whereas an estimated 200 million people worldwide and 3% of the population have IDD. And whereas individuals with IDD reside in Southeast Texas, and people with IDD want to live, work, socialize, and participate in community life as much as possible. Whereas Spindle Top Center serves individuals with IDD in Jefferson, Hardin, Orange, and Chambers County, and believes in treating all people with dignity and respect. And whereas Spindle Top will host its annual IDD Fun Day to celebrate the abilities of the individuals we serve on Friday, March 20th. Now therefore being resolved, the Jefferson County Commissioners Court recognizes March of 2020 as National IDD Awareness Month and calls upon our citizens to observe this month with appropriate programs and activities to support IDD awareness efforts in our community, signed by the members of the Commissioners Court. Would you like to
speak? Yeah, I'm Lane Porter, the Public Relations and Marketing Administrator for Spindle Top Center. I just wanted to thank the Jefferson County for their continued support of Spindle Top Center, all of our programs and services. We do have it's our 10th annual IDD Fun Day on March 20th, so we're really excited for that, to be able to throw that program for the individuals we serve. Another really cool thing that we're doing is we're about to start a community garden, plans to implement that in Port Arthur for the individuals we serve as well as other community residents. And I also brought Toy with me, who works in IDD services, who has to say a few things as well.
Good morning. I would just like to say, once again, thank you for your awareness and recognition of Spindle Top and particularly of all our individuals who have intellectual and developmental disabilities. We certainly appreciate the advocacy, the support that they have in the community, and it's so nice to know that people recognize the contributions that our individuals that we serve have with their families, their friends, as well as the community. So thank you again for your ongoing support of those we serve.
Thank you.
Why are y'all doing a community garden in Port Arthur?
Griffin Park.
Griffin Park.
Whereabouts in Griffin Park?
It's 4440 Dryden Road, like right down the street from Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, we'll be holding a groundbreaking ceremony on March 19th for that.
Right.
Good job.
Thank y'all for being here.
Thank you so much.
In fact, that is the first thing I made. Consider approved execute receipt file amendment number one, return contract for paper stock and envelopes to Jefferson County, which will decrease pricing for items 1 through 4, 20 pound bond paper, long grain white, box work paper, Western BRW paper. Item B is consider approved execute receipt file amendment number one for professional services agreement with Runbeck Election Services Team for ballot print and mail preparation services for the county clerk's office to update the cost of packet pricing. The original agreement approved on July 1st, 2019. Item C is consider possible approve county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont for the sharing of resources and costs for the implementation of Central Square computer-aided dispatch software, Central Square records management software, and Central Square mobile computer terminal software in this facility in Beaumont, Texas. Item D is consider an approved software license and service agreement between Superion LLC, a Central Square company in Jefferson County, in the amount of $102,440 and annual maintenance of $15,632.27, in accordance with the interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont for the sharing of resources and costs of the implementation of software-aided dispatch record management and mobile computer terminal system. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Is that the CAD from the Sheriff's Department you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I know that we have a contract with a company that's fixing to overhaul a lot of our computer software interactions between different departments. Does this one have any impact on that, or has it been vetted to verify that it will be compatible with any other thing used in that regard?
It has.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The county airport, we have one item. Consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a lease agreement from Jefferson County and Hope Dart coaches for two paid parking lots at Jack Brooks Regional Airport for the operation of an off-site contractor parking ride operation. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move. Second. One question on that.
Second. Commissioner Alford.
Is that comparable, the space cost comparable with surrounding areas? Because I read this big article in the paper Sunday about this group. Did we compare it to anything, or how did we come up with it?
Did it on a per space, per parking space valuation based on the right of first refusal agreement that we did last year.
How much more is this lease than the previous leases?
With the same company, it's the previous lease was $45,000, I believe. This one's $74,000-ish, so about $30,000
more. That's why the question came about, because of the big difference. I want to know, did we do it on something that was tangible so we'll know where we're going from now on?
Well, I did it on the previous lease was based on a per square foot, whereas this one is based on per parking space. So the previous lease, we just gave them rented them the lots, I would say. They went in and added lights and parking stops, marked it, the whole nine yards. So this time, very easy for us to identify the number of spaces.
Good. And if I read the lease right, they're going to install lighting and
the
parking lots that you're currently negotiating with them to.
So they've already added those this previous contract. Okay. If they need to add more, that's going to be on their dime.
Okay.
And possibly some surveillance security cameras.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is regular county bills, check numbers 468981 through 469196. Item B is considered approved for offering a Schwab personal choice retirement account option to the county's nationwide 457B plan. Schwab personal choice retirement account is a self-directed brokerage account and will provide participants with individual additional investment choices for their supplemental retirement savings, and there's no cost to the county for this offer. So I have a motion on that. Commissioner Senegal, did you second it?
Yeah.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford.
Patrick Carey, are we going to have for our employees an opportunity to meet with this new vendor to get the total picture?
It is actually through our nationwide, what it is. Our 457 plan for the employees is offered through Nationwide Retirement Solutions. This is as you say, here's your 457 account. This is a sub account that you can utilize to actually have a brokerage account and go and invest. You're not limited by the family of funds that we offer through our 457. This gives you more investment options. I would say it's more recommended for somebody that's familiar with the stock market and stock trading, because it allows you to access all those various investments that are on the stock market. So they partnered with Schwab. There's no cost to the county, and there is no cost to the county with the 457 million. And we have a rep that he'll, as you meet individually, if you're interested in it, will help to explain any limitations.
Good.
There's usually one-on-one meetings with the rep and the individuals that are interested.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes. Tabbing of the county commissioners. Item A is receiving file, correcting, and ratified amended resolutions approved for grant application number 1604519 by the Jefferson County Drug Intervention Program to be operated from September 1st, 2020 through August 31st, 2021. This correction is necessary to indicate that Jefferson County agrees to provide matching funds which are already budgeted, and this is an annual renewal. Item B is to receive and file and execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Port Arthur for the repair of the Jetty Road to Bean Pass pursuant to Section 791.015 of the Texas Government Code. Item D is to consider and possibly approve and authorize County Judge to execute receive and file the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Mitigation Action Plan. That's a renewal. And item E is to consider possibly approve receive and file Jefferson County 2020 Abatement Policy and Application and Humble Abatement Agreement pursuant to Section 312.002 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, item A will be tabled because one of the commissioners has requested a workshop. Item B is to execute, receive, and file utility permit number 02U20 to the AT&T for the placement of fiber optic cable on First Street to Gary Ware Terminal, located in Precinct 2. Do I have a motion on that?
Move.
Second. Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. To engineering, I'm very remiss if I didn't ask this permit that go through these right-of-ways and AT&T and all, they've been vetted and go through the proper process, and this one's been vetted.
Oh, yes, sir, definitely.
Okay, very good, thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's happening. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court or elected official wishes to bring to the public's attention without our taking action? Today is election day, so we hope everybody gets out and vote.
Judge, I would like to mention Alfred, if anyone can, he can today, give us an update on where we are for being prepared for the seat that survey survives.
Right now, at the present time, I met with the staff and public health. They have started a plan more along the lines of putting out the sanitizers at the public health unit to make sure people will clean their hands. It's about being tidiness and cleanness, and doing it at both locations. And they will talk to us at the court to see if we can do it in the courthouse possibly. Those are the things right now that's on the table. I visited with Jeff this morning because they need to have that internet access to be on these updates from the CDC. It's very important. At the present time, my conversation with somebody at the CDC, it was referenced to our being a port city, port area, and number of ships coming in. This is making sure that we get to our citizens to make sure that they know to wash their hand, sneeze in your elbow. Those are the most important things, and stay as far away as you can from individuals and stop shaking hands in court, because it's very important. That contact is where it's at. We haven't had any
right now in our immediate region, but it can happen at any time, and we know that.
From an emergency management perspective, we have a conference call with the Department of State Health Services coming up Thursday to discuss these issues. And I Googled it Sunday night, but every year in the United States, from 2010 to the present, somewhere between 12,000 and 61,000 people die every year just from the flu, from failure to get a flu shot. And so, and I was listening to a report by experts at the Baylor College of Medicine Monday morning, and they feel that they're publishing the mortality rate from coronavirus being sometimes somewhere around 2%, but they felt that it's actually less than 1%, because they think that there's a lot more people that are exposed and have had the disease illness that have not had symptoms, and so weren't aware that they had it, so they considered a much wider number of people, and that the mortality, which is primarily among the elderly and infants, is what it is. Very important to wash your hands, and to the extent we get further information from the Department of State Health Services on Thursday, we'll make sure to put that on the website and try to disseminate that to the public.
One other thing, Judge, I want to also update, and that was because of we receiving the supplies from direct relief, our mobile unit that's going out to those rural areas, they will have hand sanitizers and things out there for our citizens in the rural area. That's for anyone who would participate by going to those locations. Want to make sure I let you know that.
Right.